dumbass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, so back to Sucky Idol. Remember, they sent Ryan Seacrest to Africa. They sent Randy Jackson to Louisiana.
New Orleans.
And they sent Paula Abdul yesterday.
Across the street.
Across the street. Mm-hmm. And boy, is she a good reader.
Now, earlier this week, Paula visited the Boys and Girls Clubs of Los Angeles and came back with this very moving
story. Oh, and incidentally, earlier this week, the show aired on Monday. Yeah. That would mean she went either Monday or Tuesday.
Right. Earlier this week.
Right. Because Idol gives back.
Yes. Earlier this year.
Now, earlier this week, Paula visited the Boys and Girls Clubs of Los Angeles and came back with this very moving story. Take a look.
I went to the Boys and Girls Club in Hollywood, just around the corner from American Idol Studios. Yeah. There are 4,000 of these clubs all over the country.
How many of you have a desire to be on stage one day? How many of you want to be the president of the United States?
Oh, wait a minute.
Wow.
I met Melba Culpepper.
What?
She runs
I'm hearing
this place.
Something that... How many people have been on stage this week? Maybe
now,
that's why.
Earlier this week, Paula visited the Boys and Girls Clubs of Los Angeles and came back with this very moving story.
Were you moved by it the first time you heard it, Buzz?
Deeply.
I was moved.
I'll tell you what moved.
That's a very special movement.
Take a look.
I went to the Boys and Girls Club.
We'll listen to her, Mike.
Just around the corner from American Idol Studios. There are 4,000 of these clubs all over the country.
How many of you have a desire to be on stage one day? How many of you want to be the president of the United States? Wow.
I met Melba Culpepper. She runs this place.
What about the vagina?
The Don and Mike Show.
Agreed, Paula.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also weak arms.
It is the sacred day. The day for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Do you have hair in your special place?
Yep.
We've heard for years that the breast is best.
Okay, well, let's get right back to the all-callers show. Yeah.
Very good. Let the cleverness continue.
At 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Good day to you, gentlemen.
Hi there.
I have a food question for Mike.
Yes, I'm here. Food.
Yes, sir. What did you eat for lunch?
I had a Subway sub, ham and turkey sub with lettuce, tomato, black olives, pickles, salt and pepper, and yellow mustard.
And whipped cream.
I was looking forward to you to
and
say,
ice cream.
And
all the liquor.
On top of all of it was a row of bananas.
And then didn't you put it in a bucket with eggs on top?
I put it in a bucket with eggs on top. And then afterwards, I enjoyed a wafer thin mint.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Old Mike and new Christine. Anyone seen that article with the L.A. Times reporter?
The what? Come again?
The L.A. Times reporter who's becoming a woman.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I've seen it or not.
I wonder if Robbie would make an appearance for that.
I'm confused. Buzz, as usual, translates listener. He does seem to know
Buzz,
what's going on.
What's he talking
I think
about?
I can help here. An L.A. Times sports columnist, a newspaper columnist in Los Angeles, is getting a sex change operation. Mm-hmm. And, in fact, he will from now on be known as Christine Daniels.
Oh, Jim Rome.
Andy would like to be friends with Eddie Murphy.
Well, who wouldn't?
Okay, well, and...
How do I fit in?
Now, you just... hurtle this at us, and what do you think about this? It's really your call.
I think he's going to be a big fan of softball leagues.
Why did you drag my name into it? I'm lost.
Robbie.
Yeah, that's me.
Bye!
Sorry, just too dumb to continue.
Never to be continued. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Actually, I'm sorry to say that I almost understood. I believe it was something about when we have Rob call the sex lines, pretending to be a woman.
Oh, yes. Dolores.
Gotcha. Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And
hey,
I urge the LA Times to follow the lead of our parent company, CBS.
What? Do what?
When anyone does anything, like a gender operation or anything,
right.
fire their ass immediately.
Amen.
Make up a story that they were stealing Post-it notes and paper clips.
It's just right. easier.
Hello. Again.
Hi, man. How you doing?
I'm just reading out of the CBS manual.
That's right. Your troubles go away.
Remember Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Stage. What?
When Andy Rice had his sixth. They fired him.
Rob.
Shut up.
What?
Rob, you can't hear the callers or you're not listening.
Hello.
I don't hear them.
You have
How are you?
Hold on. You have headphones on.
Yes, but I'm not listening.
Why were you babbling all over the caller? Because you have head. You know, what were you doing there?
They're turned off.
I didn't think you could hear the caller.
I didn't either. I was really giving him the benefit of the doubt. I'm sitting here.
He's just back there doing his own monologue.
Never do that. Hello, caller?
Hi there.
Well, now his time's up, Rob.
Bye!
That's sad. Blame us.
I like the protest. No!
Blame Robbie. Hello, Don and Mike show. It's the all-caller show. It's the show where you do the driving.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
It's your Hello. Show, and you're on the air.
Yep.
And no, you're not.
Sometimes more short-lived than others. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello there.
Don and Mike, how you doing? Hello.
We're doing great.
They're it's thinking. Your call, sir. You got 60 seconds. Enjoy
we're doing,
yourself.
We're doing great.
I'm just a long-time listener and first-time caller. I'm at work just trying to enjoy the day while y'all talk.
Uh-huh.
Why'd you call, dumbass? I'm sorry.
Now, he did call. He did call just to say he's a fan, and he is. And he is burping, and really.
Was I too hostile?
Yes, and because you know what the alternative is?
What?
How would you like Rob to just babble some more?
Well.
Well,
you know.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hey, my lady.
She's hold on a second. Breaking news. Buzz, do you have this?
I do.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. What do you got?
Oh, this is a battle. You guys want to flip for it?
Just came over my internet screen.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Simply a rock and roll legend has passed.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have it?
I don't. Tell us about it.
Hold on. Put it in, Robbie. Put in his greatest hits. Put in Greatest Hits Volume 2.
I have the Westwood One Newswire.
We have the box set. I'll put this on from disc number 3.
No, put in. Come on. I'm going to.
All right. Go ahead.
Thank you. For goodness sakes. Dead at 69.
Uh-huh.
Bobby Boris Pickett.
Who is that young?
That's
why you were doing the Greatest Hits Volume 2. You were making a joke that he didn't have a lot of hits.
This.
He had Monster Mash. Didn't he have one other hit?
One more.
What was the... And the other one was just like Monster Mash.
Monster's Holiday. It was a Christmas record.
Monsters, but wasn't it the same way everyone's coming over for eggnog?
Oh, jingle bells!
Right?
This is the day the music died.
Okay, hello, there you go. Let's start over again. Hello, Don and Mike show. Go ahead, honey. What's up?
I wanted to tell you who I think should replace Rosie on The View.
Okay.
It is. She's a fat female. She's a liberal, and she constantly smells of BM. I think Roseanne Barr.
You know, I would like Roseanne on that show. I'm a big fan of
Roseanne.
I think she
might be really good on that show.
Roseanne is actually getting her S together, and that's a lot of S to get together.
It is.
That really might be a very good replacement for Rosie.
Have you seen any of Roseanne Barr's stand-up now that she's back to being Roseanne Barr?
She's hysterical.
Yeah. Great.
You know, I just can't stand. I can't stand looking at her. When you look at her, you almost can smell something. Okay, is that weird?
Thank you. Hold on. I'm going to take your last couple of moments because Rob. Actually did. Hi, John.
One of the things about the Roseanne, remember when we had those calls from the Belcher?
Yeah.
Found out that she pays for her time on that channel. And that's the station that ran the Imus repeat that got in trouble for
it. Oh, really?
So when the Belcher made his prank phone calls to Roseanne on her radio show, she was brokering out her own time?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, I guess she's available to be on The View.
Yeah, they'd see her on The View. She'd be great on it.
Yeah.
And now let's follow up, Mike. And you thought I was kidding about the box set.
Yes.
Let's hear
this.
This
is another hit from Bobby Boris Pickett. Boris Bobby Pickett. What
is this? This is, as we continue our tribute to Bobby Boris Pickett on Idol Gives Back, here is A Monster's Holiday. Jeez. This is the follow-up to Monster Mash.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday.
But they were up to no good.
And they say sequels don't hold up.
Sure.
If you let me indulge just for a moment, as long as we're on the topic of Christmas, it's Christmas in April. I got to get Mike Douglas in.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
I like it when you take her up to. Somebody got a dolly.
Hi, Mike Douglas.
Katie got a dolly.
Shut up.
There you go.
Right.
You just gave back a little bit.
And happy Hanukkah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, what's happening?
Mike, what did it in for you on your donation last night? Was it Ellen DeGeneres?
Yep. What was the turning point, Mike?
It was cumulative. It was cumulative, and I finally got worn down. And I do believe that I was thoroughly manipulated, but I don't regret it.
Was it with the footage of the starving kids?
It was the woman they were carrying out to the car got me going.
And you know what else?
That was pretty amazing.
You know
very
where,
well.
You know where I also thought just too much over the top when they said we met this woman and her kid. She died, and then the screen fades to black. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, please. It's not why I'm watching this show. I'm watching this show to watch one of these people who, for whatever reason, look like they're in a black and white version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band because they have white suits on, but they're like crazy psychedelic white suits.
Right.
You know, they're all dressed like angels or something like that.
That's the idea. Well, no, I think they really were probably all dressed that way to compliment the Elvis video.
The best Sgt. Pepper outfit was on Quincy Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Almost.
He was styling.
Don and Mike.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. What's up?
He doesn't
up?
Look crazy, does he?
hey, it's Mickey from Sacramento.
Hi, Mickey.
Crazy brilliant.
Hey, I got a little Hollywood insider for you. Mm-hmm. Powers Booth from yesterday.
What?
Powers Booth, right?
From yesterday. Oh, what?
He, this is little known, had a semi-recurring role on the Rockford Files as Detective Mark Campbell, and he also...
Rob shaking his head that you're wrong.
I don't think so.
And they wanted him first to be Tom Selleck's role in Magnum P.I.
No, I don't believe that.
My uncle is a
why don't
Hollywood
you think
lawyer.
That would be plausible?
Like, how can you possibly compare Tom Selleck to Powers Booth?
Well, you know, I've got a little magnetism myself, as long as the camera's soft.
Back in the day, I guess he was quite... My uncle said he was well sought after.
Yeah, it's quite the ladies' man. Lots of people wanted a piece of me. Huh?
You know, he was a big fan of that show, Buzz. Who are the dogs on that show on Magnum P.I.?
Oh, Zeus and another Greek god or something. I can't remember the other one. Zeus and Apollo. How's that?
And who owned those dogs, Buzz?
Those weren't... Oh,
Higgins.
Higgins, yeah, the butler guy.
Once again, breaking news. Huh? You'll see it on the crawl at the bottom of our screen.
I know.
It was the night before Christmas when all through the castle...
Everyone will be turning off their lights tonight. An hour early.
He was all
hey, you know what, really, if you want to pay tribute to the man, tonight before you go to bed, sleep in a costume.
But they were up to no good.
Now, you know what we're doing. Everybody tonight turn off all the street lights, everything, and everybody will just take an hour to think,
reflect
about what
Bobby,
I had to read his name, but Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers meant to us.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know in April where I might be able to acquire a pumpkin.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, the only way I would go to the Nationals game Saturday night is if William Devane was singing the national anthem.
Not going to happen. You don't mess around with the anthem.
That's
you don't
right.
really. You even if you're not a good singer, which I am not, you sing it normally. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I know that it would be goofy to do something silly, but no,
Mike,
I can't
Mike
do
is singing the national anthem at the Nationals game against the Mets on Saturday
7
night.
7 o'clock Saturday night.
Right.
Here in D.C. at RFK Stadium.
We'll think tickets may still be available.
We'll tape the whole thing and play it for you on Monday's episode.
I'm excited.
And tomorrow,
I was practicing in the shower today. I was practicing.
Yeah. Lester Burnham, you were practicing.
And,
all right.
Well, yeah, what you knew that. Singing? Well, I did it at the same time. No, I didn't.
Sweet release.
That's a terrible thing. What a horrible thing to say.
Well, like you couldn't pleasure yourself to the national anthem?
No.
The rocket's red glare.
The bombs bursting in air.
I was all by myself. Carl had gone to work, and I was belting it out in the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Isolate
I said
that.
Belting, not and, rubbing.
And doesn't singing. Matter. Doesn't matter, Mike.
I'm
rubber bullets.
I've got the way I'm going to do it, and it's going to be in the lower register.
Good. That's smart. That's very smart.
Tomorrow, not going to try to hit a high note I can't hit.
Who is it? The president of the Nats coming on tomorrow?
Yeah.
The president of the baseball team is going to come on the show tomorrow.
Very, very Stan Kasten.
To put some extra pressure on you.
Oh, God.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike.
And we're all, and you know, Mike, here on the Don and Mike family, we are all looking forward to go out and watching and seeing you. I know that Rob and I are and Jan are going to be taking Robert out there, and
yep, I'm bringing my kids. We're gonna have a family day out there.
But Buzz is showing up. We're gonna give Buzz a hockey helmet to make sure that he doesn't get hit in the hit in the head with an errant ball,
because you know he has trouble focusing.
I'm not going otherwise without a helmet. I never do.
I think John's going. John's wife's going. I think is Joe going? Oh well. Of course, if it's free, it's Joe.
Joe's going. John's going. The whole game. Thank you, guys.
It's a good time.
Thank you all for supporting me.
We'll have a good time.
And I hope I don't screw up. I hope I make it. You know what?
What power?
I hope I make you proud.
You know what you can do to make us proud?
What's that?
Just what you talked about the other day.
I promise I'll. I don't promise because you never know with the pressure of the
just
moment.
Just right at the very
but if I,
end.
If I feel it's cool.
Just a little Charlie. Really, yeah. Just a scotch of Charlie.
Yeah, just a little bit at the end. And I think once the song is sung.
Yeah.
You know, and just and it dies down, it's just.
Like, that was it, right? Yeah. Like,
beautiful. And, I might.
And the home.
If I'm really happy with the way things have gone.
Of the.
If I'm crying.
Brave.
You know, it's going to go that way. If you hear that, it'll mean I'm happy.
Okay.
If you don't hear that, you know, I'll just, you know what I'll do. I'll do what I did like at the minor league game. Run towards where your seat is. Sobbing. Uncontrollably with my arms outstretched.
No.
And I have one of those one of those gigantic Willy Wonka all day suckers. One of those big gigantic lollipops. Yes. Come here, Mike.
Yeah, just don't do what you did to me at the minor league game. You know, hey, you suck. You know, that's please don't.
Hello, Don and Mike. What's up? All caller show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy. You're on the air.
This is Steve out near Sacramento. I've been listening to you since the OJ trial. I don't know what.
Those were good times, weren't they? Good times, good times.
Yeah, good times. So I was in Las Vegas the end of February, early March.
You get a season ticket for where your team's going to be playing? Now, go ahead. You seem like a nice caller from California.
I was thinking I saw Rudy Martsky and Mouse. I was at the Wynn Resort. I think it was the first night we were there, and I heard someone yell, "Hey, Martsky!" And I looked over, and it was this gray-haired gentleman with a little short lady with short brown hair. I was just curious if you have any idea if he was out in Las Vegas.
Well, you know, if Mike and I were police detectives right now, we wouldn't even have to call him the sketch artist. I believe based simply on the fact that you said a little man with gray hair.
Now, the gray hair was just starting to hold when he left our...
about 5 years ago, so right. Now...
He wasn't a little man. The wife was quite a small
Well, he's
lady.
Not a big man either. He's not an incredibly tall guy. Did he look like he was a little stooped over?
No, I
didn't. Bye!
And the time is up. The riddle will never be solved.
I was going to ask if he was twitchy. Remember how bad he was twitching the last time we saw him? Was that a Monday night game?
Like he had the palsy or something.
I'd love to know what he's up to.
I'll give you his number.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don't want it that much.
Careful what you wish for.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, great. I just, Don, since you are in your new relationship and, you know, it's kind of the honeymoon era, what's your ratio now to working your man and working your woman?
About the same.
Unchanged.
About the same.
That's and if you want to know what that stat is, that is three times a day.
I am not kidding. I think I have a really healthy life in the bedroom, and I still have a very healthy life
by yourself
in the DVD room as well.
which
made that sound so classy.
What?
Which was the last, your woman or yourself?
Most recent.
You know what? I think it's extraordinarily gay that this man is asking these questions.
The most recent was.
So you are gay. All right, then that's fine.
As a matter of yesterday with Janet.
Okay. Well, I'm in a new relationship too, and my new boyfriend Melchar. He's Melchar. He's been working me a little more than I've been working myself.
So. Melchar, is he from the planet Vulcan?
Keep us posted on that.
Melchar.
And I don't think I work Janet quite the way you work the planet Melchar.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't it be fun, though?
Ugh.
Oh, dear.
And a hush fell across the room.
Yes.
Suddenly
a very hush.
Yuck. Remember, one square.
I wish you'd be open with your opinions.
Remember, one square, Mike. Where does that one square go? Think about Sheryl Crow. Why is one square not enough? Well, then, why would you want to be nosing around there? You know what I'm saying?
Poking around there.
Yeah. What do you want to be?
What are you poking around there for?
Clear the air.
What are you doing in Duke City?
Get out of there.
The Duca.
You don't belong there.
Well, we've got to hit a break, and we'll come back with more of the All Caller Show. Kind of tainted today.
It's the night before tainted. Christmas went all through the castle.
Because we've lost.
My monsters were hit.
What's his
Bobby
name?
Boris.
Yeah. Okay, more calls coming.
The good,
right
they die young.
This is the Don and Mike Show.